This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 855-450-3733. When the police start to make drugs in order to fight a war on drugs, is just in so crazy. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, though, that things have gone so insane with the insane war on drugs.
Right.
We're going to talk more about that here coming up. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Earlier in the show, for those of you just tuning in, we had talked about kind of our origin stories. Where did Johnson and I come from as far as the ideas of liberty? How did we get to where we are today? And that's some of what we've discussed. I won't belabor that point and recap all of those details, but suffice it to say, we did find the ideas of liberty, mm-hmm. The Libertarian Party, which normally doesn't always happen. You don't have to find the Libertarian Party in order to find the ideas of liberty. But in our cases, the Libertarian Party did exist early on in that whole process. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We got Doug. He's in Minnesota, and we were talking about you earlier tonight, Doug.
You were? What were you talking about?
We mentioned you created the Harry Brown ads.
You did mention that. Yes, I was going to bring that up. And to think that I, you know, had a hand in making Johnson, one of my greatest radio heroes, into a libertarian, well, that's just the coolest in the world.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, a great series of ads that were produced.
Certainly was. I saw those ads and was like, well, I'm a libertarian. I mean, it was like, really, it was immediate.
And you must have seen
the Rosemary's Baby ad. I just immediately started laughing. I was like, this is my party.
Well, you know what's funny? I had nothing to do with that ad. In fact, I hate that ad because it's just it's just scary and frightening, and it's going to scare children and everything.
I also mentioned the battered voter syndrome.
Yeah, that's the one.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's the one that Mark and I wrote. Now partner and Watch My Bit wrote that.
Yeah.
But Ian, I wanted to mention something to you too.
Yeah.
You'll never guess why I'm a libertarian and who. Well, the reason I'm a libertarian is you're going to crack up on this one.
I will not ever guess. So go for it.
Tom Likas. That's right. Tom Likas is the guy that got me to be a libertarian. Why? Because I was driving home after listening to Rush Limbaugh one day, and Tom Likas came on, right? And he had a guest, Andre Marou, who was the libertarian candidate before Harry Brown.
In 1992.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and I heard that, I'm going, oh my God, this just makes so much sense. And, you know, Tom calls himself a libertarian.
Does
quite
he?
A bit. And we lived in, you know, Orange County, Los Angeles for a while, went to some of his events and put libertarian boots outside, and he would talk about this.
That's very cool.
On the air.
Blow me up, Tom.
Hey,
not Tom.
Tom, blow me up, Tom.
Yeah, I listened to him back in the day, too. I didn't know that he was a libertarian. When I was listening to him, it would have been in the late 1990s, and I never heard any of that conversation on his show. Maybe he shifted more into the sex sort of talk, Tom, that he was at that time.
Much later. Yeah, he was a quote-unquote serious talk radio guy on KFI in L.A., you know, with Tammy Bruce and Joe Crummy and all those hosts and everything. And then he changed himself, you know. He started talking about chicks and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, wow, this is the Tom Likas who used to be like this political guy, really? And yeah.
Yeah, and hasn't he been married like five times? The old joke about Tom Likas is that he gives all this advice on dating and you know, relationships,
right.
and he's had like five marriages or something.
Yeah, he's always talking about his hot Asian wife when I was listening to him, you know, and stuff.
He's an interesting character. You know, I've had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times at the Talkers Conference that Mark and I are actually going to later this week. And Talkers always loves to put him on stage and, you know, have him as like a panelist to discuss doing internet radio because Tom Likas famously a few years ago ended his agreement with CBS Radio or whatever. CBS ended it with him. And then he launched a podcast and has been doing online streaming and podcasting ever since. And has sort of made a big deal about how much money he makes at it. So he touts quite a bit his success. And I guess he's, you know, brought in quite a bit of money as far as subscriptions and advertisements and things like that. But he's one of those guys who wears sunglasses inside all the time.
Yeah. Always has, right, exactly. And, you know, actually, those are the days when I switched over to Phil Hendry because it's just so much damn fun. And, you know, got to love that show. But anyway, wanted to say, so cool that that some of my artwork, and actually we wrote the Bad Syndrome ad, and we were on the set when they produced it. It was really, really fun. And we got to actually, Mark and I, you know, we were the guys, hey, the writers are on the set, so let's make sure, you know, that we get this just right. And we actually, the actress read the line not as well as we wanted her to. So we said, no, it should be this way. And we actually got her to say it the way we imagined it. It's really kind of cool.
Good.
Right. That's awesome.
It's important to have your hand in the creative process if you absolutely can. And I think that's great news. And it goes back to what I was trying to explain to Mark the other night when he was being all negative towards being in the Liberty Movement, was you never know who you're going to reach. You don't know who it is that's listening to. If you're putting media out there, whether it's audio or video or, you know, just a blog post, you never know who's reading that, who's seeing that, and then when they're going to come around to the ideas of liberty and then, you know, what they're going to do, what sort of amazing things they're going to do.
Right.
So thanks for making those ads, Doug. They're great. Or at least the one is. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Those can still be found on YouTube. They're up.
Yep.
They're up
I just around. Pulled them up, actually. Yeah. You just search for Harry Brown 2000 ads, and they'll all show up there. Let's go to the phones. The fun. Craig, listening in Southern California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about how I became a libertarian.
Please.
Well, I'm an old guy. I'm in my 60s, and so back in the hippie days, around 1970 or so, I was a lefty, I guess, or you know whatever you call that back in those days. And I think I was in school, and I was just you know talking out you know like an idiot, and I said I think I mentioned something about musicians should be subsidized by the government. Something like that. And the guy started laughing. He says, oh, really? Which musicians? And I said, well, of course, the good ones. Then he said to me, he says, oh, really? Well, who decides? Who are the good ones? and he kept asking me questions. So finally, you know, he kind of whet my interest. And finally, he says, I've got a book for you. So he gives me this book called The Virtue of Selfishness. By Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand.
Of course.
Okay.
So I read this book and I'm going, this is an interesting
book. Book to start with, too. That's a really interesting one to start with.
It is.
Not a fiction work, but like a philosophical book.
I preferred her nonfiction to her fiction.
Yeah.
I read many of her other books, pretty much all of them, but what I got from that book is that if you live your life, doing what makes you happy, this world will be a better world. In other words, my thought was, well, Mother Teresa is a selfish person because Mother Teresa helps people because it makes her happy, and so she's being selfish. That was my definition of selfishness that I got from Ayn Rand. So anyway, that's how it all got started, and then from there. I moved out to California. This was back in the East Coast. I moved out to California. I heard about this new party called the Libertarian Party. I read some article in the LA Times about it, and so I said, "Well, that's me. That's me." So then I voted for. I think the first election I ever voted in was in '76. I voted for Roger McBride, who was the Libertarian candidate at that time. Mm-hmm. So I just went from there. I went through the I listened to Tom Likas and realized, oh, yeah, he says he's a libertarian, but he's not really a libertarian.
Ah, okay. Where did he fail? Like, where did he drop the ball?
Well, he thought he was a libertarian. Well, kind of like the guy, the talk show host, a comedian that says he's a libertarian. I can't think of his name. The guy, you know, politically incorrect.
Bill Maher.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Bill Maher.
He's a
Bill
big
Maher
liar.
Says he's a libertarian.
He said it for a while. He doesn't say it anymore.
Oh, now. Really?
He calls himself a liberal. He's very clear about being a liberal now after he turned on.
Yeah, a friend of
Real
mine.
Quick, let me ask you a question. Do you remember who it was? Do you remember who it was who was the musician who asked you the questions about the music?
Oh, yeah. It was nobody that you know. He was just a classmate.
Okay.
Because we were both musicians.
Craig, thanks for telling your story tonight, yeah, man. Thanks. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-453.
It was Tim Jenison.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us on the radio. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we both found a little bit of interesting tidbits there. A few moments ago, Johnson, you discovered that Tom Leifer is definitely not a libertarian.
Yeah, he voted for Obama.
In 2012, apparently.
Right.
you found a tweet from him or something like
yeah.
that? So you found that out about him, and then I found out, according to Jeremy on Skype, we were talking about these mirrors that are on the moon,
and
we were wondering how these things work. You know, can they bounce the laser back towards its source? Is the, you know, mirrors, are they remotely controllable? And it turns out, according to Jeremy, he says it's actually a static arrangement of mirrors which will bounce a laser back in the same direction no matter what angle it comes at.
Right,
so
that's
it
right.
Works
it's
in
a lenticular mirror.
It works, he says, in the same way that a bicycle reflector works.
Right.
It's three mirrors arranged like the corner of a cube. Whatever that means.
Okay. I actually thought that it had like a honeycomb pattern over the top of it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a little more information.
Like a bike mirror. If you look at a bike mirror, it has a weird...
So more information there that helps explain that they don't need a motor up there that's battery-powered or solar-operated or whatever. Toll-free number tonight.
It certainly looked like there was still some sort of apparatus that allowed them to be able to move that.
It did appear that it could, but toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-453. You know, the root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption, which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were to recognize that one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that'll happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. So find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and also at LarkinRose.com. I've read it. I think it's excellent. I'd put it right up there in some of the best libertarian books I've read. One of the things I like about it is it's short. It's easy to read. I don't like those academic texts. I like the stuff that's, you know, I can make sense of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. So LarkinRose.com. Look for The Most Dangerous Superstition. As we go to the phones, to the fun, we'll talk to Dodger in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dodger.
Well, hello, gentlemen. And I'd like to talk this evening about the difference between objectivism and collectivism.
Okay. What is? Can you define each one of those things?
Collectivism, which is probably the easier one to define, is somebody that belongs to a collective group.
That doesn't really describe collectivism, right? Because all of us belong to groups in some way, shape, or form, for the most part.
That's my big problem, because about 2012, I started defining myself as a libertarian, and then I also started defining myself as an individualist or an objectivist.
Well, what is an objectivist?
Well, let's just get a proper definition for collectivism out there. Collectivism is the practice or principle of giving a group priority over each individual in it.
So it's the reverse of individualism.
Right, exactly. It's just the reverse of individualism.
But individualism isn't the same as objectivism. Can you define what objectivism is?
As an objective person, and that's what I'd like to define myself as, is just an individual. Like, I'm just me. I'm just me. And I have a hard time defining that, because it doesn't matter where I look, I always belong to a group. And that's the reason I'm calling the show is because it doesn't matter how hard I try, I always have to define myself as part of a group. I mean, I'm heterosexual, Caucasian male. I mean, and right there, I just threw myself in six different groups.
Right. There's no problem with being a group. That's not what collectivism is. Collectivism is defining groups as having a priority over the individual. And it's also a theory and a practice of the ownership of land and the means of production by the people over the state.
So to be a collectivist and to be a heterosexual would mean to put the needs of the heterosexuals over your own needs.
Right.
Right. And you're not doing that. You're just identifying yourself.
I don't care about that stuff though.
Well, you just called to say you wanted to talk about these different terms, and we're telling you what those things mean. So
no,
it sounded like you cared about it.
No, I care, but I don't care. Does that make any sense?
Not really. Why are you calling if you don't care?
No, I'm calling because I care because I don't care.
That is the most nonsensical thing I've ever heard. You care because you don't care.
Well, I'm trying to not care.
I'm trying to care about this call, but I'm
what are you trying? What are you
time.
Trying to not care? Whoa, hold on. You're trying to not care, but you find you. So is it? You're saying you care too much, and so therefore you're trying
well,
to.
No, I'm having a hard time.
Yes, you are.
In my libertarian sense of not caring about collectivism, I would rather be an individualist, but
so what you can't do, Dodger, and thank you for the call tonight. You can't get through life on your own. You got to have people around you. Humans are a very social animal, for the most part. I mean, with the exception of like psychopaths and sociopaths who feed off of others. To some extent, the human being has to have social interactions in order to not go insane. That's why in prisons they will put people in solitary confinement.
It's also hard to not care about collectivism. I mean, the whole thing about the idea of collectivism is it's these people who are seeking the ownership of the means of production by the state. You know, it's like socialism, it's like communism, it's like those types of collectivist mentalities that seek to own your business, your workplace, your life, your happiness, they want to own you. And so, yeah, it's really hard to not care about them and try and just be an individualist because they're going to try and take control of your life.
Well, what I got from him was that he felt conflicted, that on one hand he wants to be an individual, but on the other hand he feels as though he's part of all these groups, and he feels that there's some sort of contradiction there.
There's not.
And I don't think that there is.
As long as you don't feel those groups take priority over yourself.
Then you're not a collectivist. And further, you can define who you are by your choices in life, and that can include the groups you choose to join and be a part of as well. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And honestly, I don't even really know what objectivism means. I'd have to go and look that up. I'm not an objectivist. We'll continue, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about being a libertarian and becoming a libertarian, what some of these things mean, our personal stories. Ian and Johnson in the studio with you tonight. And a lot of libertarians are into books. Now, thankfully, in the last decade or two decades, libertarians have started to make more than just books, more than just print media. And as you pointed out, Johnson, it was the television advertisements that Harry Brown produced back in 2000 that helped bring you on board with the ideas of liberty.
I don't do well with them reading type things.
Of course, we're doing talk radio, and we have been now since 2002 on this show, and that's brought a lot of people on board as well. And, of course, Penn and Teller, we talked about them a little bit earlier.
Yep.
They've done some great work with their BS show on Showtime over a period of years. Not specifically all libertarian, but for the most part, the themes were very libertarian. And then you got books like The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer, where Humer examines theories of political authority, from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to them. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority.
I like that they specify their private criminals.
Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and all major bookstores. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, let's talk to Christopher. He's in Nashville, North Carolina. Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and how's it going? It's Chase.
Hey, welcome. Hey there, Chase. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. I was posting today on Facebook about my disappointment with a lot of celebritarians, most notably anarchists, endorsing their political candidate of choice during this presidential election cycle. And
you mean like Adam Kokesh or
He's probably one of the more recent episodes, but it's not just him. It's also, Walter Block doing the Libertarians for Trump.
You have people
on the left, like Sheldon Richman, who are endorsing Bernie. So I think it's to me.
What if people endorse Daryl W. Perry?
Yeah, well, you know, that would at least make a little more sense because I think he's actually explicitly an anarchist, right?
Yes, he is.
So what I usually hear about the pro-endorsing presidential candidates crowd is, well, you know, we need to take a gradual approach to ending the state. And to me, this is a faulty argument because the presumption is that the only way to incrementally disempower the state is through the political system. Right, and I think that that's totally false. I think that if you're promoting education, you're engaging in agorism, you're forming free communities, you're innovating things which render the state services more apparently obsolete, that these are all things which could affect a gradual decrease in the state's legitimacy and therefore its power.
I tend to agree with you that people need to have a more varied approach than just going once every 4 years and checking a box and believing that that's going to actually change things.
So I'm helping.
Yeah, I agree with your critique. At the same time, I, you know, question how many of those things that you mentioned are going to disempower the state. I mean, agorism is nice. That's sort of working outside of the system and, you know, with the intention of bringing the state down. But usually the agorists I've ever known are just people who are good cooks and they're willing to, you know, sell their food to people without asking the state for permission. And to some extent, while that may starve the state of a little bit of tax money, it's not going to do anything to stop them from coming after you if they get a report from one of their status, you know, snitches who says, oh, well, we know so-and-so is cooking out of their kitchen right. And selling it in violation of the town health health code. And then when the health, you know, code officer shows up and demands to search, obviously you shouldn't let that person in. But if they, you know, go ahead and come at you with some sort of criminal charges, you know, it's hard to get rid of the state once they set their targets on you, right. I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, here's the thing about agorism. I think it's less to do with starving the state of revenue because it can always print money. You can't starve it of revenue. What it's more about, rather, is to demonstrate to people that services can be supplied effectively and safely without state oversight.
The problem, though, and I agree with you in theory, but the problem in reality is most agorists are not willing to demonstrate publicly what they're doing. You know, so they only market to other agorists, or they only market to other people sort of in the underground, in the libertarian underground, if you will, and they never actually go so brazen as to advertise their services openly. Let me give you an example of one of the things that happened here in Keene, where we did have, for a little while, there was actually someone operating a kitchen from their home, and that was delivering hot food to people in the Keene area. And they were marketing to the college neighborhood. They went around. They left, you know, door hangers on people's doors. They really put some effort into this. And after a number of weeks, and I don't remember how many weeks.
Can I say who?
No, I wouldn't say who it is.
The name of the business?
I don't know about that. It doesn't really matter. But after a number of weeks, somebody called up the order line and started asking questions about health codes or, you know, whether certain safety procedures were being followed as far as handling food. And that's a legitimate concern, you know, for somebody to have. But obviously the kind of person who's going to ask a question like that on the phone is likely a statist, somebody who's going to be reporting you to some sort of government agency. And so just simply having those calls, because they had a couple of them come in, from what I understand, having those calls come in was enough to scare them into stopping doing their business. And so, you know, we almost never, that was one example of agorism that we saw that went public, but almost always is it stays underground. And so therefore you're not really teaching anyone anything if you stay underground and you don't actually prove it publicly.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't think agorism is the only thing you should do. But I want to get on a sidetrack with agorism. I want to stick to the presidential politics thing. To me, it seems like you're never going to affect decrease on net the state's power through getting whatever presidential candidate elected. I mean, that's especially I'm against all voting and working in the political system, but especially presidential politics, it's totally counterproductive. I really feel like it's a huge opportunity. I'm not dogmatic. I don't think it's an NAP violation to vote or anything like that.
That's the non-aggression principle. That's what
the NAP stands
for.
I think it's necessarily hypocritical per se, but I do think it could take away from our credibility if we're trying to promote a stateless society while endorsing people to wield the most powerful state position out there. And I also...
Yeah, I could see that. I can see that point there. I can also understand why someone right. feels like they should work within the presidential election. Although, as you pointed out, Darryl B. Perry being probably the only real principled guy who's running for the Libertarian Party nomination. To me, the presidential, the value of supporting a candidate who's actually a libertarian, actual voluntarist for president, is to get the word out about liberty. Now, while I might agree that it is not particularly productive in that the amount of money that, let's say, was spent on the Ron Paul campaign probably could have been better spent on other things.
Millions and millions of dollars,
correct.
Here's the other thing, too.
But hold on. I'm going to finish that thought. Okay. The amount of money that was spent could have been spent more effectively elsewhere. But all that said, Ron Paul did have a lot of people excited. He did successfully bring new people into the Liberty Movement, many of whom have since become voluntarists, have probably moved down to Asheville. By the way, the board op said it was Nashville, so sorry about that. Asheville, North Carolina, and moved here to New Hampshire to join together with other people. I know for a fact that people are here in New Hampshire because they found the Ron Paul campaign and then, you know, at some point found Ron Paul talking right. about the Free State Project and so on and so forth. So there's value there, and it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up because it's a good segue into what I'm going to say next. Now, we can kind of have the best of both worlds, so to speak. Like, it's true during presidential election campaigns, the public generally has a greater interest in political topics and ideas. So people are usually like, well, we have to endorse a candidate to be involved in that process to take advantage of this interest. However, I think it's very clear that we can endorse a lot of the ideas a lot of the candidates promote, the specific ideas and policies which bring us closer to liberty without endorsing the candidates themselves in their capacity as presidential candidates. So if Ron Paul was running, we can endorse all of his liberty concepts and ideas without endorsing his pursuit for the actual political office itself. I think that's kind of how you can have the best of both worlds.
Thank you, Chris, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
It's great to hear us down there in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Tennessee.
I appreciate the call. A good, thoughtful call, and you're welcome to respond to him. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and moments remain. But enough time for you if you dial in now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You just go in through the link of your preference, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's very simple. Same Amazon you're used to, same huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, Prime, all that stuff. The reviews, everything you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, and we appreciate it when you do that. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. So we go to Daryl in Texas, listening online to GCN. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, wanted to tell you about why I became a libertarian. Actually, it was kind of a long process. In a way, I started reading some what they call blood and guts books back when I was in junior high or high school. And one of the characters, it was the Mac Bolan books, he was always talking about freedom. There's always little things he said about individual freedoms. He's always saying little things in the books about how much about totalitarian, about the state. I don't remember it all because it's been years.
What's a blood and guts book?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you know what the name of any of these books were or the author?
It was the Mac Bolan series. Blood and Guts means they go in, it's pretty much, it's kind of like action-adventure books, but they're written like, you know, they go in, they go and shoot all them, kill all the bad guys, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I see. So it's sort of like an exploitation book, if you will. They had exploitation movies where they would do those kind of things in the 70s.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, it was pretty much action-adventure, but in a novel form, the best way to describe it.
Okay.
And
Mac Bolan, alias the Executioner, a fictional character who's been serialized in over 600 novels with the sales of more than 200 million.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Well, then, you know, from that, there wasn't a lot of libertarianism, but there was a little bit in there where he talked about freedom and how people, like how, you know, just how governments bully people. But go on. I read a couple books by a guy named William H. Gross called The Government Racket and The Tax Racket back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't, people who haven't read those books, who aren't really libertarian, read those books, and it is an eye opener. The stuff that he talks about. And then later on, I started, you know, couldn't stand Republicans or Democrats, so I started looking at the different parties, and found the libertarians. I started, you know, reading a little bit of stuff. I finally found a book by Ayn Rand called Capitalism: The Unknown Ideal, which really, you know, didn't get it the first time I read it, so I read it again to kind of get a better idea. Got involved in different businesses where they talked about the free market and stuff. So everything in my life, including my mom, introduced me to people who are successful businessmen. kind of led me towards the idea of libertarianism.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently here in Austin with the government decided it was going to tell Uber and Lyft how to run their business and how.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of, you know, the more I see this, the more, like, I see that government is the problem most of the time. I mean, you have criminals and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. There are people, you know, who are not government who do awful things.
But the Austin city government is now threatening Arcade City as well as the other internet upstarts that have come into the city after Austin basically banned Uber and Lyft. I mean, that's not really what happened, but essentially Austin made the ordinances too restrictive to where Uber and Lyft just said, screw this, it's not worth it doing business here.
Well, other ones are coming in, like Go Get Me or Get Me has come in, and they're off. But they've been here for a few months, and they were started in Dallas, and they moved here to Austin. I started with them today, and that actually did pretty well.
Oh, so you're a driver?
Yeah, I'm a driver.
So are they jumping through the hoops? Are you going to – I mean, I know Arcade City's not going to jump through the city's hoops, but are you – is that company, are you as the driver going to have to go in? Because the issue was fingerprinting. Wasn't that one of the issues?
Fingerprinting was the minor issue. That was the – because I've been fingerprinted so many times, it's pitiful. For different things I've done. So me giving fingerprints again is, you know, it's no big deal. I've got to go and get it done tomorrow so I can keep working so I can, you know, feed my family because I'm a single dad. So do that. And then there's other issues where they didn't want the surge pricing the way they were doing it. They wanted to know, hey, who'd you pick up? Where'd you pick up? When did you pick them up? Who picked them
geez.
Up? And where'd you drop them off at? And there's a bunch of other things. And kitchens is a status like you wouldn't believe. But actually, you probably would believe.
So, wait. Does that mean that these other companies that are coming into Austin are going to jump through all those hoops?
I don't know. I do know that. Well, Go Get Me was already here for a few months. So they're already in. But they have a different business model than Uber and Lyft.
How's that?
I don't think they do surge pricing. And their price is a little bit higher. But they don't do surge prices, so it kind of evens out. There's one called Fair that's coming in. They actually should be starting by Friday night. I'm already signed up with them.
Interesting.
There's one called Wings, and they're basically Wings.
Airport only, right?
They're airport only, but they are going to expand later within the next 6 weeks. But the thing is, they are appointment only. You have to call and say, I want to be picked up at this time to go to this place. So they're an appointment only. Which is good for businessmen and different people.
Sure.
They're a good business model for a certain aspect. And here in Austin, it would work. There's another one coming in. Arcade City's here. And I've heard that, you know, at least three people were cited last weekend. But I don't know if that's
really?
That's, yeah.
Meaning three Arcade City drivers were cited or three anyone?
Supposedly. I don't know if that's true or not, so don't take the 100%.
Yeah, I'd be very interested in hearing that because we did see a story that the city of Austin police are threatening Arcade City drivers saying, you know, if you don't jump through these hoops, then we might come after you, basically. And so all they would have to do, of course, is run a sting operation on them and ask for a ride, and then they would get it.
Well, the thing is, the way they look, the way the Arcade City's doing it, because I am on their Facebook page, and the way they're doing it says, hey, anybody need a ride? And they can say, hey, all somebody goes and says, hey, I'd like to have a ride. Can somebody please give me a ride? And then you go in there and says, hey, you know, would you want to cover for gas? Can you give me, you know, can you give me a donation if the guy only gives $5 and he only gives $5? So it's, that would be a very hard, I think if they had a good lawyer, they could probably.
Get I don't know. I think they can still come at you for that if they want to.
I've got a quick question. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go with the question.
Well, my question is kind of changing the subject a little bit, Daryl, but I wanted to ask you real quick. Have you seen the movie Limitless?
No, I haven't.
How do you feel? Let me ask you this, though. How do you feel about the actor Bradley Cooper?
As an actor himself, I think from what I've seen, he's actually not a bad actor.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way because he's set to play Mac Bolan in an upcoming Hollywood movie series based on.
Well, I haven't read a Mac Bolan book in over like 20 years, but
well, they're going to be making him into movies.
Interesting.
You'll get to relive your childhood.
Hey, Daryl, thanks for calling in. Keep us in the loop as the Austin situation continues to develop. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Drive safe out there. Toll-free number is, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And I've never read anything by Don Pendleton, but now after hearing this, help this guy come to libertarianism, I'm like, I would have never known about this, but now I'm kind of psyched because I really do like Bradley Cooper, and I love that movie,
Bradley
Limitless.
Cooper? Would I recognize him if I saw him?
Wow, you've never seen the movie Limitless?
No, I've heard of it, though. Isn't that where somebody's like taking some sort of brain drug or whatever?
Yes, and it makes them like ridiculously intelligent. Like, it basically unlocks all of their brain. You know, like one of the greatest scene in this movie.
Isn't Lucy like that? The movie Lucy?
Lucy is more like an anime.
Okay.
It is like that, sort of, but it's more like, you know, when she unlocks her brain, instead of, like, you know, controlling the stock market, she controls reality.
Yeah.
So it's not really kind of realistic. It's more like a cartoon. But it was good, too. It doesn't compare to Limitless. Limitless was really good. Lucy was fun, but kind of dumb. You know?
Yeah, Lucy, there's no real meaning to the movies.
Yeah.
Two-hour-long romp or an hour and a half long.
Yeah, it's pretty much. But Limitless is a movie I will watch over and over again, and I really enjoy it.
So what's it about?
Series.
He unlocks his brain? And
it's a drug that it's called NZT, and this drug, basically, they take it very quickly after anyone who takes this. It basically accelerates their intelligence to insane amounts. Like, the smarter you are, obviously, the smarter you get. The more you take the drug, the more it amplifies. However, there are wicked, horrible side effects to NZT. It's, you know...
Wait, this is a real thing?
No.
Okay.
It's the drug. There may be drugs that, you know, come close or something, but
some people swear by Adderall and other speed-based stuff.
And modafinil and some other things. But this drug is definitely fictional. I mean, because there's, like, one of the scenes is, like, you know, I saw the corner of the cover of this book sticking out of this woman's bag and remembered that I had seen that book while he was trying to, you know, hook up with a teacher's aide, you know, back in college. Hmm. And, you know, then he, like, you know, had to skim it for some class, so he remembered all this book and was able to use that conversationally. You know, just the tiniest details became every memory linked together in his mind. Like, so every kind of, like, memory that you've ever had would be open and accessible.
All right, so out of time for tonight. Yeah. Back tomorrow.
Watch Limitless. It's amazing.
I'll have to check that out. Back tomorrow, you can join us in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.